Nesechtes Chulin, Daf Yudalid, the top line, and Daf Yudalid and Aleph at the new Mishnah. As we know, that it's also to shecht on Shabbos on Yom Kippur, and if one shecht b'mezid on Shabbos, they'd be chayiv skila, and they shecht b'mezid on Yom Kippur, they'd be chayiv kareis, and if they did so b'shoigig, they'd be chayiv to bring a korban chatos. And our Mishnah teaches us hashecht b'Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim, and the pashas of Mishnah is talking about someone that shecht b'mezid on Shabbos on Yom Kippur, so afal pisha miskayiv b'nafsha yishchitas k'shira, and even though he'd be chayiv skila or chayiv kareis, his shechita would still be valid. And once again, our Mishnah uses the term hashechet, which is a lashon b'di'eved, as certainly one is not a shecht on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And in the top tesis in Dibur Maschal hashechet b'Shabbos, where tesis is bothered that since the Gemara will say that our Mishnah is even talking about someone that shechts b'mezid, so tema even mezid hech shechitasik shira v'mum l'chal Shabbos is asalach m'shechitasai, as we learned on Daf Heyom and Aleph. And in addition, our Gemara will want to say that our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rameir, and we know that Rameir holds Mumul Dove Echad, having Mumul Chal Tayer Kula, and Taizis brings two Terutzim as number one, Vyesh Lema, the Hassan Befahesiv, Hachabitzina. However, Taizis points out, Mule, the Mighty Mukik Rameir Kosher, and Vyesh Lema, the Mishim Pamachas, Le Chosher Mumur, Ayin Sham. And Agamar begins, Om Rav Huna, Dorish Chir Barab, Mishmei Durab, Asur Bachil Lema, Rav Huna Torah, the Rav Chir Barab, Dash in the name of his father Rav, although our Mishnah mentioned that Shchitasek Shira, and whether it would be usher to eat that meat that day, and even if you want to eat the meat raw, it would still be usher to eat the basar. And Rashi points out that in the Gemara in Daf Tesvav and Aleph, the Gemara will explain that Rav understood this based on the diuk of our Mishnah, and since our Mishnah discussed Hashecha b'Shabbos uviyam Kippurim, and certainly after someone shechts on Yom Kippur, they can't eat the basar that day, as on Yom Kippur it's usher b'achila, so the same would apply to Shabbos, and although the shechita is kosher, however one would not be able to eat this basar. Rav Huna tells us, Nazbin Chavrayel and Meimah Rabbi Yehudahi, and the Chaver in the base medrash said that the reason why Rav explained the Mishnah this way is because Rav felt that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehudah, and over the next couple of blot, the Gemara will go through and try to determine which sheet of Rabbi Yehudah that Rav based his halacha on, and why the halacha would be that one would not be able to eat this basar on Shabbos. And in Taisis Dibur Maschal Amar Rav Huna Dorish Chiyah Barav Mishmei Rav, and Taisis Bother Tema the Bechol Duchta Mashmad Rav Huna Hayagadu Menu, that Rav Huna was greater than Chiyah Barav, and it's possible that even though Rav Huna was greater than Chiyah Barav, however, ultimately Chiyah Barav had more access to his father Rav, and that's why Chiyah Barav was able to teach something to Rav Huna. And I in the next tesis Dibur Maschal v'nas ben chav rayel meimer Rabbi Yehudahi, and zok tesis av rabbanon shari b'achila afilu bay bayoyim, and therefore it comes out the rabbanon who achilu k'Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it would even be mutter to eat this basar on Shabbos, and tesis bothered v'in yochel molcha b'Shabbos, that even if you would want to explain like Rashi that he wasn't cooking the meat and he was eating the meat raw, but a maisa one has to do malicha prior to eating meat, and how would you do malicha on Shabbos? And Taisa explains v'yishleima k'goin sha'avol mocha inami b'lei malicha nami sharia ba'umtza, and I in Taisa's that discussed the concept of malicha, and if there's always a requirement of malicha, and potentially if someone roasts an animal and roasts basar, then maybe there's no requirement of malicha, I in Taisa's. Gemara now continues, hey Rabbi Yehuda, that which member of Rabbi Yehuda did Rav base his halacha on that would be also to eat this meat on Shabbos? The Gemara initially tries to find a shita Rabbi Yehuda b'negei muksa, and as we know, we have a general klal that Rabbi Yehuda isle muksa and Rav Shimon lesle muksa, and even though the term that we use is lesle muksa, certainly Rav Shimon holds that the concept of muksa, however he's much more makel than Rabbi Yehuda b'negei muksa, and as we know, the general concept of muksa is if there's something that's not muchal me'er Shabbos, and it's not something you could generally use, or has a purpose that can be used on Shabbos, so there would be an Issa Muxum Drabbanon, and would be Asal Taltel, and you couldn't move that item on Shabbos, and we know that the Din of Muxa begins at Bein HaShmashos, and once something is Muxa Bein HaShmashos, then it would be Muxa the entire day of Shabbos. And our Gemara continues, Om Rab Abba, and Rab Abba tries to explain, Rabbi Yehuda Achanahi, that Rav was referring to the Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda B'negei Achana, as the Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, that the Tanakama hold, Mechatchen Sadaluyin Lefnei Abehima, that one could cut gourd up in front of his animal and give his animal to feed on Shabbos. And similarly, if he had a live animal on Erev Shabbos and then it became a nevela and it died on Shabbos, so you could feed a nevela to your kelev on Shabbos. Ayin Rashi, that when our Gemara stated Mechanchel said Luyin, we were referring to Luyin, the Atlushin, that were already harvested and already cut off the ground. And as Rashi Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kufnun Heim Beis explains, that the Chiddush of the Tanakhama is V'lo Yamrina Muksin Heim Shavim Behema, the Michael Odom Haim, and Rashi and Daf Kudnum Vav Beis continues, as even though Stom on Lav Lamichael Behema Kaimi Al Odom, and Ayin Rashi Mesechtes Bey and Daf Beis and Aleph, that the Chiddush is Vlo Yamino on Tiachud Lav Tzerichu, however, Ayin and Taisis in our Sugya and Diva Maschel Mechachas Adlui and Lufne Behema, that Ayin Rabbi Yom Tam, the Mayer Kishinid Lashman on Mechub Bishabbos, Dumi the Nevelish and Snablu Bishabbos, and similar to the next case of the Nevela, where it became a Nevela on Shabbos itself, and as Rashi states in Mesechtes Shabbos, Ves Nevelish and Snablu Hayoim, Ubinish Moshe, Say Say Medis Lodom, Bafilo Hachi Mesratrin, and as Rashi states in Mesechtes Beya, Vafel Pish and Snablu Bishabbos, the Binish Moshe, Loy Say Medis Lachilis Klavim, Afilo Hachi Shori, the less Lamuksa Bishabbos, as the Tanakama is more Makel Vinagea Muksa, and our Mishnah continues and quotes the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Mesechtes Shabbos, as the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda is Chilka and Tanakama, Benegay and Nevela, and Rabbi Yehuda holds in Loy Hoysen Nevela, Me'eri Shabbos, Asur Lefisha Enim and Amuchon, that if this animal was not yet in Nevela on Erev Shabbos, then one would not be able to cut it up and feed it to your Kelev, as this Nevela is Muksa, since certainly being a Shmashis of Erev Shabbos, if someone would ask this person what he wants his behemoth for, he would say, I want to shecht it eventually and use it for Michael Odom, and certainly one would not use a perfectly good behemoth as Michael Behemoth, and as Rashi and Mesechtes Bey on that Vavam Bey states, Nisnabel B'Shabbos Rabbi Yehuda, Esmo Ben Hashmashoi Seisei Medes La'odom, V'Kachosh V'Lei Muxel Gabi Klavim, and as Rabbi Abba continues, Almo Kivin Le'itcha Me'esmo La'asura, Hachinami Kivin Le'itcha Me'esmo La'asura, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that if something wasn't prepared on Erev Shabbos, then it becomes Muxa, therefore similarly at our Mishnah, since this animal was alive on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashoi, and as we previously learned that the best use of an animal is not to shecht the animal, and it's actually to keep it alive and use it for avodah as well as for breeding. So certainly, being a shmasha, it was not minamuchan for shechting, and it was not going to be used for shechita and for achila. And that's why Rav understood that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. And even though he now shechted this animal on Shabbos and it's now kosher to eat, however, one would not be able to eat on Shabbos as it is muksa, and as Rashi states, hachem asisin nami. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaye, and Abaye responds to Rabbi Abba, Mi Dami, that how can you compare the case of the Mishnah Mesechtes Shabbos to our case, as Hasamei Kara Muchan La'odom, V'hashtu Muchan La'klovim, certainly being a Shmasha, is this animal was alive, and therefore, at best, it was Muchan La'odom, and it was not Muchan La'klovim, and now that it became a Nevela, it's Muchan La'klovim, therefore, certainly, it makes sense that it was muksa. However, in our Mishnah, although on Erev Shabbos the animal was still alive, but it was still huchal la'odom, as if you would shecht it, you would use it for a person, and certainly one would not want to shecht an animal and give it to his klavim. And on Shabbos, when you shecht it, it is still muchal la'odom. And l'chayr, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the din of muksa should not apply in the case of our Mishnah. However, Rabbi Abba responds to Abaya, mi savor behim b'chayel la'achila imedes, behim b'chayel la'gadol imedes, and as Rashi explained, that when an animal is alive, he's not muchal la'odom, as certainly the best use of an animal is not to shecht it and serve it to people, and the best usage of an animal is to breed other animals, and therefore certainly the din of muksa would apply, and our Mishnah could be going like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, as being as shmasha, as it was only muchan to breed other animals and not to use as meat, therefore it was inu mina muchan, since this animal initially was not set aside to use as meat, therefore it would be muksa, and that's why Rav taught us that our Mishnah holds that you would not be able to eat this meat on Shabbos. And Abaye now continues and asks, as since we explained that lefi Rabbi Yehuda, even after you shecht this animal, the basa is muksa. How could it be that lefi Rabbi Yehuda, one can shecht an animal on Yontiv and eat the basa on Yontiv, if although certainly it's true that one could shecht an animal on Yontiv, however, since on Erev Yontiv, this animal was set aside legadol vladais and not lachilas odom, so l'chir it's still muksa, and how could you eat this meat on Yontiv? However, Amaloi, Reb Abba responds to Abaya, and he clarifies his position, as a medes l'achila, v'yemedes l'gadol, that every animal, bein ha'shmashis of Yontiv, is a medes for two purposes. As number one, it's a medes legado of Lodim, and number two, it's also a medes lachila. Then nishchata hovud lachila medes, and once this person shechs the animal on yontiv, so then it's mavura that initially it was lachila medes, and therefore it was never muksa. And loy nishchata hovud legado medes. If, for example, he doesn't shech this animal on yontiv, then it clarifies that this animal was a medes legadel and not a medes lachila, and therefore if on yontiv this animal would die and become an avela, then certainly Rabbi Yehuda would hold that one would not be able to use this avela on yontiv and would not be able to give it to his klavim, as it would be considered muksa. And since on Shabbos, bein hashmashos, there is no tzad that a person will use this animal for shchita, as it's also to shech this animal on Shabbos, therefore it certainly was a medes legadel of lodais. Number one, if an animal dies on Shabbos, then certainly it's muksa. And number two, even if someone would shech this animal be'isser on Shabbos, it would still be asur b'achila, as l'maisis muksa. And therefore, zok Rab Abba, that Rav holds that the Tana of Mishnah is Rab Yehuda, and therefore, if one shechs an animal on Shabbos, so the basar would be considered muksa, and therefore, one would not be able to eat the basar on Shabbos. And the Gemara continues that based on the way that Rab Abba is explaining the sheet of Rab Yehuda, so the only way Rab Yehuda would be able to eat basar on Yontiv is only if he holds that yesh breira, as if he wouldn't agree to the concept of breira, that since bein hashmashos, an animal is not exclusively going to be used lachila, and there's a very strong tzad that one would use it legato of lodais. So lachira, even if you would shech this animal beheter on yontiv, then how would you be able to eat the basar if it would be considered muksa? Therefore, the Gemara is v'alas l'Rabbi Yehuda breira, that we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the concept of breira, and as Rashi states, v'i behim b'chayah lav lachila l'chudo kaima ki shachal ab yontiv hechem ishtaria dilma me'esbol daita legato lhava. And some continue with Rashi, and they are gurus el medloy asrin and shchitu b'yontiv Rabbi Yehuda shma mino de stam behim lachila imedes. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that stam behim is lachila imedes v'had the kushel and duchta, and therefore back to our original question on Rab Abba that filu mishkachas to us Rabbi Yehuda nevelish nistabel b'shabes l'klavim ikalameima b'shkuta b'shabes shari b'achila afilu yoma the hasam gabin nistabel b'shabes meikar muchla adam v'hashtu muchla klavim avol hach meikar muchla adam v'hashtu muchla adam, and therefore the din of muksa should not apply. And as Abaye asked Rab Abba, and let us keep in mind that the Gemara will now try to figure out how we know that Rabbi Yehuda is less lebrira, and ultimately once we actually prove that Rabbi Yehuda is less lebrira, then Rab Abba would no longer be able to explain that the reason why Rav stated that if someone shechs an animal on Shabbos be'isser, then they would not be able to eat that animal on Shabbos based on the issa of muksa, as if Rabbi Yehuda holds that in brira, in order for it to be possible for Rabbi Yehuda to hold that one could eat meat on yontiv, it must be that he holds that this would not be a case of muksa because of this point. So the Gemara will try to find another sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but based on the shita, it would make sense why Rav stated that if someone shechts an animal on Shabbos, they would not be able to eat the basar the entire day of Shabbos. Our Gemara now continues, Minolon, and where do we see the Rabbi Yehuda's less lebrira? The Gemara explains, Midatanya, and it's based on the following brisa. And let us keep in mind that although we know that there's a din of demai, and where someone buys tefuah or piris from an amaretz, you have to take off maisa, as although Roiv Amaratim are ma'asrin, however, we are chayshish that the amaretz did not take off maisa and did not take off trumas maisa. However, we also know that amaratim are not chashed on truma gedayla. Certainly, they take off truma gedayla. However, as we will see from this brisa, that this was not the same din b'negei kutim, and this brisa is going according to the man d'omar that kutim are giri emes, and therefore they have a chiyuv to take off trumas and maisas. But at some point, kutim stopped taking off trumas and maisas, and therefore we consider their pires to be tevel gomer. And if someone buys tefuah or pires from kutim, they have to take off trumas and maisas. And also keep in mind that as Rashi points out, that this brisa is going prior to the hakana against kutim, that asked their wine, and at this point it was still mutter to buy wine from kutim. And the brisa teaches us, halakech yayim bein kutim, if someone buys 100 loig of wine from kutim, and either at that point he did not have any kelim that are tar, and therefore he could not place trumas and maisas into those kelim, or was right before Shabbos, and we know that we're not allowed to be misak and peris on Shabbos, when maisa he had to have food for Shabbos. The brisa teaches us, so he could say that two lugan that are in this barrel of wine should be for truma, and 10 lugan should be for maaser rishon. And even though once a person takes off truma, really there's only 98 lugan, and he only has to take off 9.8 lugan for maaser rishon. But the brisa uses a round number and states that he has to take off 10 lugan before Maisa Rishayin, and the Brice continues that if it's one of the years of Maisa Sheni, then Tisha Maisa Sheni Umechal, that he would also say that nine of these Lugan are from Maisa Sheni, and once again it's Loidok, really he would only have to take off a little bit less than nine Lugan, and as Rashi points out, Umechal HaMaisa Sheni, that Hoyle V'yachal Sakhtin Barmir Ba'alma V'loyma Harei Mechula Moshi Yeshli B'techa Bayez, as since it's possible to him to transfer the Kedusha from Maisa Sheni on a small amount of money that he has in his home, therefore prior to drinking from this barrel of wine, we would require him to do so, and as Rashi states, however, since Benegeya Chuma and other Maisois, there is no other Eitzah, so B'chuma B'sham Maisois, Samchina Abrera, will Acha Shabbos, Kishia Frisha Marminon, Hovra Dov, Shazuia Chuma, Vizele Shosa Lechulin, and as the Brisa tells us, Vishosim Yad of Rameir, and the Sheet of Rameir is that Yesh Brera, and therefore he could drink from this barrel of wine immediately, and certainly he would have to leave over at least 12 lugan of wine in this barrel in order to be able to take it off for Trumas and Maisa Rishayin. We explained the word Umechel that's going back on Maisa Sheni. However, Ayin Ritva Mesechta Sukkah, as well as the Nurav and Mesechta Samai, they read the Braiso Umechel Vishoysim Yad, as Ritva explains, Kid Pirish Rabbein Chananel, Shu Loshin Ki Hechel Adam, claiming Maskel Vishoysim Yad, Rav Haigan Gurus, Moil Vishoysim Yad, claiming Moise Vishoysim Yad, and this is a Loshin of Mezigo Vimayim, Ayin Nurav Mesechta Samai, and Perig Zayim Mishnah Dalad, where he explains that although Benegeya Dmai, one has to take off Chumas Maisa as well, whether that is because by Dmai, he takes off Maisa and he keeps it, and therefore he could be Koyashem with Chumas Maisa, Kedilah Sakhlis and Maisa Vilachloi, Avokan Shu Tevel Vadai, Tzarek Litan and Maisa Levi, Val Levi Koyashem with Chumas Maisa, and as the Rambam states, Ubiz Mancha Shays Mishai Kol Isa Mashur, Moisa Yayin, Vilakech Isam, Voisa Ben Masha Tzarek Lassois, Lahil Kachum Lakoyin, Val Maisa Levi, Nu Maisa Sheni, Oichloi Bushlaim, Oi Michal Loyala Mois, up until this point in the Braisa, this is really quoting from Mishnah Mesechtas Tamai. However, that Mishnah only brings down the Sheet of Rameir. This Braisa continues, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Isrin, Rabbi Huda, as well as Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, say it would be also to do so, one would not be able to drink from this wine. And as Rashi points out, Amal Rabbi Huda, Lesle Brera, V'chai Yisham Echum Mashasa, and since he doesn't hold the concept of Brera, so if he will actually say that two loig of this wine is Chuma, so there's a potential that he's drinking the Chuma, therefore it would be also to drink from this barrel, and lemaisa we have a raya that Rabbi Huda holds that in brera. Therefore, as we explained, we would not be able to explain that our mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda b'negeya muksa, as otherwise how would it be possible that Rabbi Huda would actually be able to eat meat on yontiv? We continue on daf yudal on beis, and the gemara explains that from this brisa we would not necessarily have a raya that less led Rabbi Huda brera as hasam k'dik tani taima, as the reason why Rabbi Huda stated in that brisa that one could not drink the wine is not because he holds that in Brera, but it's because of another reason, as Amru Loi the Rameir, that Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Shimon responded to Rameir, that Iyat the Moida Shemi Yabaka Anoid, Venimsa Shoyset Tvalam Mafreya, and they explained their Shita, that even if we would agree with you that Yesh Brera, but even so, we would not allow this person to drink this wine, as is a potential that after he drinks from this wine, at some later point, prior to the end of Shabbos, and prior to him being able to take the Chumas and Maisois and give them to the Kayan and to the Levi, the jug of wine or the barrel of wine would break and all of the wine would be lost and he wouldn't be able to actually be mafresh to Trumas and Maisois. And as Rashi at the top of the Amid states, V'huvrush lehoya asad lover l'dea frasha v'shasa tfalim mafreya, and therefore it'll come out that he actually drank tevel and mafreya, and therefore from that brisa we cannot bring a raya that Rabbi Huda doesn't hold the concept of brera. And the Gemara continues with the end of the brisa, Amal hen l'chshi yibaka, and Rameh responded to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, that since we hold yesh brera and at the end of Shabbos he'll be able to mafresh the Trumas and Maisois, we are in Cheshish that potentially the barrel or the jug will break, therefore he's allowed to drink this wine. And as Rashi explains, Rami responded, Lichshi Boka, come and ask me the Shaila, if this barrel ultimately breaks, then we will actually have a problem and we will have a Shaila. Certainly the Chathchila, we don't have to be Cheshish Shami Boka. And as Rashi states, Klemud Lechashin Lohachi, and keep in mind that although we previously learned that Rami is Chayish Lemuta, however Rami is stating that this is a Miut to Miuta, and even Rami agrees that we're not going to be Chayish Lemuta to Miuta. Ayin Rashi Mesechtas Erevin Lichshi Yibaka Na'ayin B'dava La'Israi Klemad Lechashin L'Hachi, and Rashi explains the Leishchiach the Yiboyim Masle L'Shoymer, and therefore it's a Miuta to Miuta. However, the Gemara continues and will now bring another Raya that Rabbi Huda is less Librera Elam the Tani Ayoi. A Raya will be from a Brisa that was brought by Ayoi the Tani Ayoi, as Zayoy brought the following brisa. This brisa is going back on a Mishnah Masechtas Irvin, where the Mishnah is discussing dinim that are relevant to Reuven Truman. And as we know, that someone is Kinnis Shvisa Bein Hashmashais, and then they could walk 2,000 amos from their city and where they were Kinnis Shvisa. But prior to Shabbos, someone could make an Reuven Truman 2,000 amos away from the city. We will then consider it as if he was Shavis Bein Hashmashais at that spot. That would now allow him to be able to walk on Shabbos from that spot for 2,000 amos to either direction. The Mishnah Masechtas Irvin brings two kulois. Number one, if Reuven lives in town A and he knows that there's a rav that's going to come to either town B or town C, if he would make an irv towards town B, then on Shabbos he would be able to walk to town B, but he would not be able to walk to town C. And if he made the irv towards town C, he would only be able to walk on Shabbos to town C and not to town B. Therefore, the Mishnah gives an etzah that he can make an irv towards town B as well as towards town C, and he can make a t'nai that if the rav comes to town B, then my dear Bein Hashmashais should be by the irv that I made towards town B, and I should be able to walk towards town B. And if the rav ultimately comes to town C, then the irv that I made towards town C should be where I was Kinnis Shvisa on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashais, and I would be able to walk to town C. And the Mishnah also gives a second example where someone knows that there are two different rabbanim that are coming to this area, and one is going to town B and one is going to town C. And on Erev Shabbos, Reuven has yet decided as to which drasha he wants to attend and would he want to go to town B or to town C. And therefore, once again, he can make two separate Reuven and he can make a t'nai. And as Rashi says, Val Shem Brei Rishon Mocha Yikten Li Reuven Hayoyim, then on Shabbos, once I decide which drasha I want to go to, then it would be Huvra L'Mafreya, I was Kinnis of Shvisa towards that town and not towards the other town. And certainly the Tanakhama holds that Yesh Brira. And in regard to this brisa, that Ayeli brings the Shita Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda is Chiluk on Tanakhama, as Rabbi Huda Oimeh Ina D'masnal Shevi Dvarim Kechad. Rabbi Huda disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he holds that a person cannot make a t'nai on two things at the same time. Therefore, the brisa explains that although Rabbi Huda will agree with the first t'nai of the Mishnah, and as the brisa continues, Elim Bachach L'Mizrach, Eruv L'Mizrach, L'Mayriv, Eruv L'Mayriv, certainly if there is only one Chacham that's coming, so certainly he can make a t'nai that if he comes to the east, then my irv to the east should be valid, and if he comes to the west, then my irv to the west should be valid. However, but you can't make an irv and have a t'nai that if one Chacham comes to city B and one Chacham comes to city C, then on Shabbos I should be able to decide as to which Chacham I want to travel to, as certainly that would not work, as Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ein Brira. And the Gemara now continues, Vavinimbar, the Lemaisa, we ask a question as to the member of Ayoy, and as to this Braisa, as Maishno Lakana Lakanloi, the Ein Brira, as if we just explained that the reason why you can't make an Erev and make a Tnai with two Chacham are coming, and one is coming to city A and one is coming to city B, is because of the concept of Ein Brira, and therefore, retroactively, you can't decide on Shabbos where initially you were Kohen Shvisa, and if so, the Gemara is Mizrachu Mayrav Nami Ein Brira, then Rabbi Huda should also be Chelik on a Tanakama in the first case of the Mishnah Masechtas Irvin, and even in a case where only one Rav was coming, and either he was going to be in city B, or the Rav was ultimately going to be in city C. So how could you make two Irvin and make a Tnai if Lemaisa, when Shabbos started, this Rav did not yet reach either city B or city C? As Rashi explains, that this Rav was in the vicinity of both city B and city C, and was within that Truman, therefore the Rav was still able to travel until Shabbos. However, city A was only in the Trum of either city B or city C, but not within the Trum of both city A and city B. And as we explain in great detail in Masechtas Irvin, and Lemaisa, how would it be that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he could make a Tnai? The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda explained that the first case of the Mishnah was not discussing a case where the Chacham did not yet arrive prior to Shabbos, but it was discussing a case where prior to Shabbos, the Chacham already came either to city B or to city C. However, Reuven did not yet know where the Chacham was for Shabbos, and he only knew that the Chacham would be either in city B or in city C on Shabbos. Therefore, in order for the Tanai of Reuven to work, it is not based on the Din of Brera. And as Rashi explains, that since Kvar Ba Chacham Kredim Knias HaIrev, Avazel Yodol HaHichem Ba, however, Reuven had a chesaron and idea, and he just didn't know where the Chacham came to and where the Chacham was for Shabbos. The Inkan Serich Brera, Shekach Masna, Litzad Shah Chacham Ba, Yehei Reuve Kona, Ve'in Adava Tolu, El Gilu Milsak, Shea Gidu LaMacha, Shea Mizrach Ba, Nimsa Shekona Erev HaMizrachi. Once Reuven Reuven finds out the facts, as for example, someone from City B came and told him that the Rav came to City B, we now have a Gila Milsa that Reuven's Erev that he made towards City B is the proper Erev, and the same would be Lehepach. Reuven ultimately finds out that the Rav came to City C prior to Shabbos. Ultimately, we see from this Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold in the concept of Brera. Therefore, as we initially pointed out, that Rabbi Abba would not be able to explain that the reason why it would be also to eat the meat on Shabbos because it is Muksa. As if so, then since we just proved that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Brera, how would Rabbi Yehuda be able to eat meat on Yontiv? Prior to Yontiv, it was unclear if this animal was going to be used, legato vladais, or to be used as meat, and therefore its meat should be Muksa for the entire Yontiv. And because of this question, so the Gemara continues, Elam Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda dekelimi, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael explains that the Tana of the Mishnah would be going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that we find Benegeya Kelim as the Tana, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechta Shabbos, called Kelim Ani Tolim B'Shabbos, Shavrin and Tolim, Uvad Shio Isim Behem Me'im Malacha, that certainly we know that any Kli that has a use can be used on Shabbos and is not Muksa, and therefore the Tana Kama teaches us that any Kli that was able to be used on Shabbos and therefore was not Muksa, so even if it broke on Shabbos, its broken pieces can still be used on Shabbos and would not become Asa as long as you could still use that broken piece for some sort of a malacha, even if it can't be used for its initial purpose. And the Mishnah gives an example, Shiver Areva L'chasid Ben Pi Chavis, or Shiver Yizchuchis L'chasid Ben Pi Apach, that although a kneading trough or a glass kli is generally used for other items, however, as long as the shvarim could still be used for a purpose, it can still either be used to cover up a barrel or to cover up a pitcher, then they would still be considered a kli and would not be muksa. However, if they would serve no purpose, then they would be like stones and dirt, and therefore they would be muksa. However, Rabbi Yehuda was chilek on the Tana Kama, and he holds uvad shiyu oisim im lachdan and shiver areva litzayk l'seichem mikva and shiver zchuches litzayk l'seichem shemen. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that would not be enough that these shvarim could be used for some sort of a malacha, and if these kilim break on Shabbos, then they have to be able to still be used for some similar malacha to what they were originally used for. For example, the broken pieces of a mixing bowl, and even though initially they are used in order to hold a dough, however, if even after it was broken, it could still be used as a container for a thick porridge, then it would not be muksa. Similarly, if the pieces of a glass bowl that broke can still be used, and one can pour and store oil in them, then it would not be muksa. And Rabbi Yosef continues to explain this point, as with Medayik from Rabbi Yehuda, Me'im Malachtan in, Me'im Malach Acheres Loi, that the only way that this kelim would not become muksa is only if they could still be used for a similar malacha. However, if they only could be used for a malacha, but not a similar malacha, it would be considered muksa. Now, when therefore we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds kelim le'yitachem esma lahach malacha asiri, that since bein hashmashos these kelim were not designated for this specific malacha, so therefore it becomes asar. And therefore, similarly in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that since bein hashmashos this animal is not roi la'achila and was not set aside for achilas adam, so even though one shechted on Shabbos, one would not be able to eat it on Shabbos, as it would be muksa. And even so, lefi Rabbi Yehuda, one would be able to eat the basa on Yontiv, as lemaisa on Erev Yontiv, it was set aside to possibly be used for basar, and that's why it would be mutar. However, once again, the Gemara explains that this can't be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Rab referred to when he stated that if someone shechs an animal on Shabbos, then they would not be able to eat the basa on Shabbos, as Amalei Abaya, as Abaya responds to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, as mi dami hasami kar kli v'hashe shevakli v'havli neil v'asar, then in that case, the reason why it's asar on Shabbos is not because of muksa, but because of the concept of neilad. And since initially prior to Shabbos it was a kli, and now it's a broken kli that only could be used for things that a broken kli can be used for, so now it's considered a separate item, and therefore it is a problem of neilad, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that it will be asar to use it on Shabbos. However, hachami kar eichlo v'lo b'seifa eichal eichlo de ifrasu. However, this din would not apply to our Mishnah. Certainly, even though a behemoth is used legadol vladais, however, as we stated on Amud Aleph, that certainly a person generally uses a behemoth for achila as well, and that is why lefi Rabbi Yehuda, one could eat bus of an animal on Yontiv, and it's not considered muksa. And since initially on Erev Shabbos this animal was considered eichol, and it's now still considered eichol, and just a different form of eichol, as it now had shchita, but that is not considered neilad, as it's still considered the same item, and it just changed its form. And as Rashi states, May kara ichlo dal koch behemah b'chayel lachilo imedes ko kim leel the ilu gadol behemah l'Rabbi Yehuda heicha shechtin b'yontiv. And Rashi continues that's ichlo de ifras nishba v'nifrash v'chaveroi b'per behemah makasha chabur ichlo kimadim mifrasi damu. And Rashi states shapid dami d'lav neiluch hashpinlei, and therefore in the case of a mishnah it would not be considered neilad based on this previous din of Rabbi Yehuda. It would not be also b'achila, as this would not be considered neilad. And the Gemara continues to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds that ichlo de ifras is not considered neilad, as the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Shabbos, in Seichnas appears lohitzim men mashkin b'miyotu me'atzman asurin, that certainly one cannot do schita on a pri on Shabbos, as that is issa deraisa, as schita is mefarik, which is a toldo of disha. The Tanakama holds that even if the fruit juice would come out of the fruit by itself, it would be usa to drink the fruit juice based on exira that potentially someone will do schita. And as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Masechet Beya, gzira shem yisrait. However, the Mishnah continues, the Rabbi Yehuda imeh and Rabbi Yehuda ischilcha and Tanakama, that im lo ichle na yetzim ha-mutah, that if the initial intent of the Baal Bayis was that he's going to use these fruits, he wasn't going to squeeze these fruits for its juice, and certainly although it would be usa to squeeze the juice out of these fruits on Shabbos, however, if the juice will actually come out of the fruits on Shabbos, memela, then one would be able to drink the juice, and we would not make the gzira, and the only time that we make the gzira is if his initial intent was that he was going to squeeze these fruits and use them for juice. And when Maisa we see that Rabbi Yehuda hold that if his initial intent was to use these fruits out as a food, then we do not consider any juice that comes out of the fruit as neilad, as lemaisa is eichel nifras, and as Rashi states, shmar mina miya de mishum neilad le'osalu Rabbi Yehuda, then in similar cases, Rabbi Yehuda does not consider this a problem of neilad. The Gemara now continues that although Abaye brought a raya to Rabbi Yosef, that lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the issa of neilad would not apply, therefore this can't be the shita Rabbi Yehuda, that would be the reason for our Mishnah. However, why shouldn't we say that the Tan of our Mishnah is this exact shita Rabbi Yehuda in Masechet Shabbos that discusses Skrita, Lav Itma Law, as didn't we learn regarding the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos that Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Moida Hu Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim, Besali Zaysim Vanovim, or as we have the Gears of Masechet Shabbos, Bezaysim Vanovim, that this din of Rabbi Yehuda was not stated in regard to olives and grapes, as since most people do not eat grapes and olives, and instead they press them for their juices, so even if prior to Shabbos one had kavana that he will only eat these olives and grapes and he will not squeeze them, but even so Rabbi Yehuda would be made to chachamim that any liquids that ooze out of these grapes and olives would still be us on Shabbos and would be goyze shem yisrait. And as Rashi says, shafilu etznian lachila hoyv roi bnei adam seicht neisam haynami mamlechalayu biyisharis lemashkin shezoyvu mehen asa lemisrat. And as the Gemara continues, almo kivin leschita kaima yov daite, that since most people press grapes and olives, so even though initially he said I will only use them for achila, but lemaisa he made the start on Shabbos that he wants to press them, and if we will be matter the oil and wine that oozes from these olives and grapes, so therefore even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we make exirim mishum shchita, and maybe this pshat in our Mishnah as hachinami kivin l'shchita kaima yav daite, and our Mishnah is going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we hold that even if someone does shchita on Shabbos, we would not allow him to go and eat the basar, as if we were allowed to eat the basar, then that will cause people to have a reason to go and do shchita on Shabbos. Possibly this is Rabbi Yehuda that we're referring to when the Gemara stated v'naspin chavraya lemeima Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Gemara continues and explains that although it's certainly based on what we just mentioned, it is possible to explain that this would be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and this could be pshat on Mishnah. However, lemaisa we brought down this din in the name of Rav, and Rav was the one that stated that if someone shechs a behima on Shabbos, it would be also to eat from the basar of that behema, and midi hu taima el Rav. And since this was brought down in the name of Rav, ha'amar Rav chol kai Rabbi Yehuda afilu b'sali zeisim v'anovim, although Rabbi Yehuda taught us the name of Shmuel, the moide Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim b'kli zeisim v'anovim, however Rav himself was chaylik on Shmuel, and he held that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on Rabbanon even by sali zeisim v'anovim, even though most people press olives and oil for the liquids and for their juice. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if prior to Shabbos one set aside these olives and grapes for food and not to press, so then we would not make a gzira shem yisrait, and therefore b'negei behima, since prior to Shabbos this person's intent was not to use it for achila and not to shech this animal, therefore we would not make such a gzira. And we have yet to find the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that would work out with the din of our Mishnah. Therefore our Gemara continues, Elam Rab Sheshes Breid Rab Edi, and Rab Sheshes Breid Rab Edi stated Rabbi Yehuda the Neirasi, that the Tana in our Mishnah is the sheet of Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda that we find B'negei Neiros, as we know that when a Mishnah or Gemara mentions a Ner, it's not referring to the actual candle or the oil, but it refers to the receptacle or the candelabra that holds the oil and the wick, or holds the candle. And the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Metaltal Ner Chodesh Avalo Yoshin, the Rabbi Yehuda, teaches us if someone has a candelabra or a kli that would be used for a Ner and has not yet used it, then one can use it on Shabbos. And as Rashi states, that it would act as a regal kli, as Ner Chodesh Lo Hidlik Bay Me'ilam, and Ner Shacharis Uchshu Chodesh Chazi Lamir Mebe Peri, and certainly it's possible to use it as a kli and to store peris in it, and therefore would not be considered muksa. However, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that once that Ner was used once, and therefore it became very dirty, as the oil gets into the cheres, and it cannot be removed from the cheres, so now that kli would not be used for other tashmishin, as it's mois, and as Rashi states, Avol Lo Yoshon De Muksahu Machmas Mias Shadas Kotzaboy, therefore Zok Rav Sheshes Breid Rav Idi, that Hach Behim Menami Keshekida Sheyoim He Muksah Machmas Eiv Menachai Shlo Nishchata, as since at the point of Bein Hashmashos, this animal was still alive, and therefore was also because it was Eiv Menachai, therefore Rabbi Yehuda would also hold that this animal would be Muksah, and even if you shechten on Shabbos, it would still be also to touch on Shabbos, and it would be also to eat on Shabbos, and this could be the Tana in our Mishnah, and that's why Rav stated that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Basa would be also Bachila Isayim, and you cannot eat the Basa that day. However, the Gemara now is that how can you say that the Tana of our Mishnah is based on this din of Rabbi Yehuda, B'negei Muksa Machs Mias? As possibly Rabbi Yehuda holds the concept of Muksa Machs Mias, but who said that he would hold in the concept of Muksa Machs Isar? And as the Gemara states, Eim the Shams Leid Rabbi Yehuda, but Muksa Machs Mias, Muksa Machs Isar Mishamitle, and Ayin Tesis that Dichu Ba'almuhu, really this Gemara's question is not a very strong question, and it's only a Dichu Ba'almo, as the Muksa Machs Isar, Yosef Choma, Muksa Machs Mias, as he brings Rayas to, and Ayin Rashi, Eim the Shamitle, the Midi the Moyes, Mikatsa Inish, Midaita Legamre, and maybe this would not be true by Muksa Machs Isar. However, the Gemara states in that certainly Rabbi Yehuda holds it in concept of Muksa Machs Isar, as the Tanan and some agrees to Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, and we continue on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, that although the previous Braisa was discussing a Ner Shel Cheres, which becomes Moyes, however, this Braisa will discuss a candelabra that's made of gold, silver, or copper that does not become Moyes, and you were able to clean it. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, Kol Ner Shel Matechas Metaltalin, Chutz Min HaNer Shedlik by Bais HaShabbos, and even if there was a candelabra or some sort of a vessel that was previously used as a Ner, but it was made from gold, silver, or copper, and therefore it's not mois, it could still be used on any Shabbos, and would not be considered muksa machs mios. However, if a flame was lit in this candelabra or in this vessel for the Shabbos, and it was lit bein hashmashos, certainly one would not be able to use this vessel bein hashmashos, as lemaisa there's a ner in it, and the only way to get rid of the ner is by blowing out and extinguishing the ner, and that would be an issur d'oraisa on Shabbos. Therefore, the actual candelabra was muksa bein hashmashos. Rashi points out that we have a klal, kivin shehuksel bein hashmashos, huksel chol hayoyim. Therefore, we see the Rabbi Yehuda holds in the concept that something becomes muksa machmas isar, and therefore the same should apply to our Mishnah, that since this behemoth was muksa machmas isar bein hashmashos, as at that point it was even menachai, so even if you shecht it on Shabbos, it would still be muksa, as kivin shehuksel bein hashmashos, huksel chol hayoyim. However, the Gemara responds that you can't necessarily say that our Mishnah is going like this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, as Dil Mashani Hasam do doch le b'yadayim, as potentially Rabbi Yehuda only holds that there's a problem with muksa machas isar only where someone was deicha b'yadayim, as he lit the candelabra before Shabbos, and he was the one that caused it to be usar. However, since the behemoth was only usar bein hashmashos based on it being eiv menachai, and he wasn't deicha b'yadayim, so potentially now that it becomes muta on Shabbos, so maybe he'd be able to eat it, and it would not be considered muksa, and therefore we can't explain that the Mishnah is going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara will continue and discuss that when the Talmidim stated that it must be that Rav is going like Rabbi Yehuda, which sheet of Rabbi Yehuda were they referring to? And we will stop over here.